me hit play. I've got everything up. Is it working? Can you hear this?
Ooh. Oh no, I bet tonight is coming. Oh,
that's weird. Okay, here I think I've figured out the problem. This is very odd. I've got my, what's it called? Spotify up, and that's not going through the channel. But if I go to, if I go to, like, let's say YouTube, you can hear this, right?
Soon, right, as my song is getting really good.
All right, let's skip the ads. Let's see. All right, this is what I'm hoping to play here. This is what we're all going to listen to. Apparently, I don't have any Spotify to play with. How odd is that? All right, this right here, as I mentioned, is Panda Bear and Sonic Boom with the song Edge of the Edge.
You took it out, but you can put it back. You took it out, but you can put it back again. You took a swig and then you take a crack. You're running quick, but you're running off the track. One piece to break the fall. One way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button.
Yeah.
All right, I got it all figured out, folks. Yes, I do. That right there, as I mentioned, is Panda Bear and Sonic Boom. And the name of that song is, hold on, what is it called? Edge of the Edge from the album Reset. That's the deal with that. Well, that's exciting. Okay, let's see. Oh, I got new music coming up, apparently, don't I? Okay, let me... So if you joined me, sadly, at the beginning of my show, I had all the channels up, all my everything in place, everything as it should be. I go to my Spotify, and I'm like, why is it not playing? Anyways, of course, duh, for whatever reason, when I opened up Spotify, the default setting was mute. Why? I don't know. But anyways, we're good. My name is Anita B. It is 6:40. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I love that song by Panda Bear and Sonic Boom. And if you're wondering who Panda Bear is, I could tell you that would be a guy out of Charlottesville, Virginia, named Noah Benjamin Lennox. He is a co-founding member of Animal Collective. And there you go. That's the story there. And let's move on. I already told you the time. Nobody cares. Let's move on. I found that's a new song, by the way. It's new. I found another new song released just this year that I quite like, by Dr. Dre featuring Eminem and, of all people, the DOC. So that had me thinking, like, wow, he's back. So the DOC, if you don't know the story, is... a guy, well, he was considered like one of the best rappers back in the day, like, I don't know, in the 90s. And he got in a pretty serious car accident, which resulted in him crushing his larynx. Yeah, crazy, right? So his career was like instantly shut down. And it was pretty tragic. I remember watching like documentaries on the whole deal. And you'll hear some like some lyrics name dropping the DOC, right? And he's back. Around 2015, apparently he claimed that, yep, his voice is back. So let's take a listen to this song from, Dr. Dre featuring Eminem and the DOC. It's called Gospel, and it's from the album of the same name. All right. Okay. If I hit play, it should work, right? All right. This is that's the deal. The station is CITR 101.9 FM. My headphones are too loud. Vancouver, British Columbia. All right. Take a listen. Yeah.
Check. Cut him undercover, timeless, ready for him. Progress, feeling like I'm just getting started. Two shots back for my dearly departed. You are now dealing with a monster. Oh shit, profits. Doc Dre, bitch, I'm a prophet. Black Wall Street, niggas know where the stock is. Try me. Niggas never see me, but it ain't hard to find me. Unwinding, shit's blinding. Still grinding, uprising. Stop talking about the past, I'm the future, nigga. Nigga like me, still here, motherfucker, go figure. Looking for my next gold digger. This summer here gonna be colder than winter. Already told you, I fold you like hundreds of billions, and you can go missing, put that on my children. Bet that, nigga, what? Regret that, run it up. And I'm about to sum it up. This shit here, that problem. Living at the bottom of a bottle. Full throttle, my motto. Fucking with me like fucking with the lotto. That awful in your nostril, in a brothel. This is gospel, yeah. I'ma need all that pronto.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yeah. I'm riding loud, die. Give a fuck if you bitches die. Put a motherfucking hole in your face. Back up, bitch, don't even try. I am that motherfucker, been the coldest. Why you on that? No one know us. Overdosed on what dope is. Yeah. Hip hop shit sell better than the coke did.
Like a satanic cult, it's an old ritual slaughtering goats, bitch. Yeah. You're fucking with the original flow, sick, and anybody can get it. COVID. fucking with that. I done wrote shit that was so sharp I could slit my own fucking throat with it. So rich, I got more chips than my shoulders, and I'm about as approachable as a roach. So better steer clear from it. Here comes a nuclear bomb for your eardrums. Lyricism at its most fearsome and fierce. We're on another tier like your tear ducts. Upper echelon, your career sucked. It was sheer luck, like a fucking leprechaun with his beard cut. You're the Punisher, weapon drawn with a beer gut. He's slower than a Decepticon with his gear stuck. And I what? I serial kill in your Kellogg's. I love checks and I hate tricks. And you're a fake bitch. I can spot you like you about to weightlift. Bitch, I'm better than cake mix. But I can't be whipped with egg beaters. You cunts must be out of your labias. And God's my alias. So if I don't have faith in me, then it basically makes me an atheist. Nick Diaz got the world by the tracheas and a chokehold and a sleeper. Yeah, and me and Dre are like dog hair. We're both in our lab coats like retrievers. But like a Doberman, I'm a whole different breeder. What? Animal mutt mixed with an overachiever. Yeah. Oh, you're the king of rap. You're about to be overthrown like a pass over the head of an open receiver. Yeah. This shit could end up coming to blows like a wiener. Yeah. But I ain't finished with putting these hoes through the ringer. Nah. Like clothes in between the two rollers. A weight, no. What I mean is flows in a woven. I treat them like thread. That's how I wind up sewing machine up. So fucks if you don't give them either time to ride or die. Cause you're either both or you need to throw a middle finger up if you're rolling. But me, I'm gonna
ride till I die. Give a fuck if you bitches die. Put a motherfucking hole in your face. Back up, bitch, don't even try. I am that motherfucker, been the coldest. Why you on that? No one know us. Overdose on what dope is. Hip hop shit sell better than the coke did.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is a pretty cool band. I don't know too much about them. They haven't released too much. They're called Ghost Keeper. The song was Grassy Plains, and you can find that on their record release just this year called Multidimensional Culture. Yeah, I can tell you that those guys are on Flemish Eye Records out of Calgary as well, who host really cool bands such as like Chad Van Galen. Yeah. Before that, we heard something from Peaches featuring Kim Gordon from 2015. The song is Close Up from the album Rub. And then Dr. Dre featuring Eminem and the DOC with the title track from the 2022 release Gospel. All right, it is 6:52. I had a weird start to the show, but I'm feeling it now, so that's all good. All right. Oh, let me tell you a little bit about what I've been going through. Nothing bad, actually. I mean, I'm trying to stay positive. More funny, I guess. And it forced me to go to the auto detailer. So it goes something like this. As you know, we have our, and we're kind of in the middle of this, like, atmospheric river. I think it's pretty much over, but we had a little lag in it. And so it really kicked back in Saturday night. I was able to get a round of golf in with my lovely man on Saturday. And, you know, we go back and just sort of hibernate at his place and whatever. Sunday midday, I decide to, okay, you know, go do some stuff. And I get to my car and realize, well, it's actually a Jeep, if you want to be technical. I get to my Patriot and I'm like, oh my God, my car is an atmospheric river. Inadvertently, I had left the sunroof open about a fifth. Not fully, thank God. This is where I'm trying to remain positive. So it was open probably like a quarter or a fifth. But left overnight in that gonzo, you know, rain storm situation. And I get in my car and like everything is flooded. Like all the, you know, cup holders are just like, and I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. The seats, the entire headliner, you know, the thing that runs along the roof, wet, soaking. Water is coming out of the map lights at the front, like just pouring out. And I'm like, oh my God. But I managed to, I don't know, I get in, I obviously close the sunroof, and I'm like, I take out the mats and I'm like, you know, paper towels, and I managed to actually soak sort of the standing water up, right? Like that goes away. And then so that was what, Sunday? I didn't really do too much Monday except I kept driving around with like the windows fully open and the heat just blasting, you know. They say to put the AC on with the heat up. I don't know why, but you do that. And then like I've got the windows, sunroof open, and I'm like trying to just air this thing out. And then so yesterday, though, which is Tuesday, so it spent a whole day on its own, kind of wet. But I did my best, and then I realized my best is not good enough. Like, I'm not soaking up enough water. It's still wet. So I brought it to this place. So go to this place. It's called Fraser Auto Detailing. It's at Fraser and 45th. It's just around the corner on 45th, so it doesn't, like, front on Fraser. And the guy there, Adeel, and he'll give you a deal. A-D-E-E-L. Super dope dude. I bring it in and he's like, hey, $200. I'm thinking, that seems okay. So he managed to actually clean the entire, he took out my golf clubs, everything from the trunk, like detailed the entire vehicle, took all the water out, like, I don't know how, you know, put the fans in and on it, whatever. And then also washed the exterior of my car. So for $200, that seems like a pretty good deal. My Patriot, a.k.a. Pat seems happy. If anything, Pat's like, I got a nice cleaning. And so, again, I'm trying to count my blessings. I'm trying to say, hey, I could be super bummed and go like, look, that was my own fault because of my stupid, you know, move. I had to pay, $200, but no, it's like I've learned a lesson. Even though the sunroof was like, it wasn't fully open. And again, my lesson was that I'm now super conscious. I always was of these sunroofs. I've always closed it. But now I'm going to be like, now I'm like completely conditioned to always check your sunroof. So let this be, folks, a lesson to you all as well. Take it from me and save yourself $200 and always shut your sunroof. What a nightmare, I tell you what. But yo, I don't think my car is going to mold. And I'm kind of cheap. So for, you know, like about a day, I was like, well, I think I can take care of this. I'll just keep blotting it with paper towels. No, no, don't. So anyways, that's my story. Other than that, everything's good. Okay, it's 6:57. I'm liking the music I'm playing. I'm having a good time. That was, what did I say? Ghost Keeper. Yeah, yeah. They're pretty, pretty interesting. Pretty cool. All right. Then we get into this band, Always. Or if you pronounce it phonetically, it's Alvis, A-L-V-V-A-Y-S, but they say Always. This is a band from the Maritimes, the Canadian Maritimes, that I like to play and I've always liked them. We're going to hear the song Pharmacist. Let's see, am I all set up here? Apparently, I was so busy telling you my story on, here it is, Pharmacist. Yeah, the name of the album was called Blue Rev. Blue Rev, it's new, it's Canadian, and it's good. All right, so let me make sure this is set up. All right, my name's Anita B, in case you're wondering who the spaz is that leaves their, sunroof open. That would be me. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I've got some more good stuff for us tonight. I'm here until 8. My show is every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8. And as I mentioned, here we are. This is Pharmacist on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
tone. It's not a feeling at all. It's not like any other feeling you call. Perfect. Perfect.
Empty. Life ain't always 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 empty. Don't get stuck in the past. Say your favorite things at mass. Tell your mother that you love her. I go out of your way for others. Sit beneath the light that suits you and look forward to a brighter future. Life ain't always empty. 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 Sink as far down as you could be pulled up. Happiness really ain't all about luck. Let your demeanor be your deep down self. And don't sacrifice your life for your health. When you speak, speak sincere. And believe me friend, everyone will hear. Life ain't always empty. 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 Borrow them from someone else. Buy yourself a flower every hundredth error. Throw your hair down from your lonely terror. And if you hide yourself in the family way, give the kid more than what you got in your day. Life ain't always empty. 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 Tell you what you got time for. It only goes around, goes around, goes around. Take a family name for your own great sins. Cause each day is where it all begins. And don't give up too quick. You only get one line, you better make it stick. If we give ourselves to every breath, then we're all in the runner for a hero's death. Life ain't always empty. 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 Life ain't always empty.
All right, you're listening to CITR. Whoa. Yeah. Yes, you are. You're listening to my show, which is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Mistakes are promised. Mistakes for everyone. All right. What was that? Out of Toronto, that was Kiwi Jr. With the song Night Vision from their new Sub Pop release. Ooh la la. Sub Pop, you fancy boys. It's called Chopper. All right. And before that, out of Ireland, or I believe they might be from Northern Ireland. I might have to double check that. Fontaine's DC. I think they're from Northern Ireland. Let me make sure I don't, mislead you all. Fontaine's DC. I'm positive. I'm wrong. See, good thing. Good thing I checked. They're from Dublin. That would be regular Ireland. Ireland. For those who don't know, Northern Ireland is actually part of Great Britain, right? You got to make sure. You got to know that. The rest of Ireland is a republic, right? Okay. Before that, right, so Fontaine's DC. We heard A Hero's Death, which is the title track from that record. And then the Thermals from 2010 out of Portland. We heard a great song. Not Like Any Other Feeling from their album Personal Life. I love the Thermals. You can't go wrong with them. Those guys are so prolific. They have written so many songs. It's kind of crazy. Well, of course, the songwriter is, what's his face? His name escapes me. That guy. So, yeah. They're no longer around. Let me tell you what is going on with the Thermals. And make sure I get his name again. The Thermals Band. Let's take a look. What is his name again? They were. When did they break up? Let me double check this. They were formed in 02, and the history is that in 2018 they broke up. They said, that's it, we're disbanding. So they lasted, that's pretty good. That's pretty damn good. A nice run of 16 years. Aha, Hutch Harris, yes. I had quite a crush on Hutch there for a while. Kathy Foster. So it was Hutch, Kathy, and then the drummer. Nobody knows who that guy is. No. Weston Glass. All right. That's what we listened to, as well as a new song by Always in there called The Pharmacist from their new album, Blue Rev. It's 7:15. Hey, let's take a look at the weather. Oh, and by the way, I forgot to mention that Kiwi Jr. that we just listened to. Yeah, that is correct. Their song, Night Vision, that whole album that's released on Sub Pop, was put together by none other than Dan Buechner. He, of course, from Wolf Parade fame, as well as Handsome Furs, so which is kind of cool. It's actually kind of funny. It's like... apparently he put together that for Sub Pop, right? Kiwi Jr. But then, of course, prior to that, you had Isaac Brock from Wolf Parade who put together, or he was actually this, what guy, what's it called? The guy that goes out and finds bands. So Isaac Brock from, sorry, so my brain's working way too fast. Isaac Brock from Wolf Parade actually discovered Dan Buechner's band. I got to stop talking. My brain, I just have too much going on at once. At a point there. I'm going to stop. All right. Let me get into something else. Let's listen to By Divine Right. How does that sound, folks? Yeah. So By Divine Right, if you know nothing about these guys, they are a Canadian band out of Toronto who were pretty big in the 90s. They really were. And here's an interesting, fun little tidbit. I think I was at a party back in the 90s, and I was pretty hammered. He was there, and I may have made out with him. The lead singer of By Divine Right. I don't know. It was a hazy night. Anyways, why am I telling you that? I don't know. All right, let's listen to a new song by Divine Right. It's called The Weeping Man, and you can find this off their new record. Can you believe they actually have a whole new record out? Let's take a look here. It is called, well, this is, yeah, the album's called Automato. O-T-T-O-M-O-T-T-O. I can't believe it. Jose Contreras, that's the name of the guy. Jose Contreras. Again, I may have made out with him at a party. Who knows? I'm not sure. Yeah, he was into me. I remember, though. We had a moment. Did our lips meet? Not quite sure, but whatever. Okay, let me kill that. All right, let's get back to the record here. The Weeping Man. All right, here we go. We'll see. Do we like it? I don't know. Let's take a listen, folks. All right, 1 second. Here we are. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and my show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This, of course, is by Divine Right. No, it's not. Sorry, I hit the wrong button. Let's try that again. There we are. By Divine Right.
Scream, Dracula, scream! You are an educated rapper. You can really rap your ass off. You can really knock it out. You are the greatest one of all. Eazy-E, 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 Eazy-E. Keep on playing that rap music. Keep on grooving on the jack move. Jam harder like a magic kiss. Rock harder like a magic kiss. Eazy-E. Rock, rap, and roll will never die. The music will pick you up. The jam session will rock your artwork. Rap, rock, and roll will entertain your artistic talent. Eazy-E. 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 Rock over London. Rock on Chicago. Dad Pepsi. Uh-huh.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm happy to play Wesley Willis. Who doesn't love some good Wesley here and there, right? Or all the where. Wesley, poor Wesley, he was born in 63 and died in 03, so right around the age of 40. He met his demise, and he's originally from Chicago. And if you know nothing about the guy, he had some serious mental health issues, in particular schizophrenia. He had a very, very rough, horrifying upbringing. He was like abused. He was tossed around from foster home to foster home. And long story short, He found a talent in his bizarre songwriting, right? Bizarre yet beautiful. So many great songs. And that one right there was called Eazy-E. So, it was from, released back in 95. Wesley. Okay. Before that, we heard Deer Hunter from 2010 with the song Desire Lines from Halcyon Digest. Those guys are out of Atlanta. And we kicked that set off with By Divine Right, who are out of Toronto, with the song The Weeping Man from their very new record, Automato. All right, let's find out what's going on in the world of weather. Weather Vancouver, speaking of atmospheric rivers. Do we have more in store? Let's see. Let's find out. Okay. Today, special weather statement. Let's see what's happening. Keep your sunroof closed. Yeah, that's very important to keep in mind. All right, here we go. Special weather statement issued today at 4:39. It's currently 7:32. It says heavy rain and strong winds tonight and tomorrow. For Metro Vancouver, Fraser Valley, Howe Sound, Sunshine Coast, East Vancouver Island, Victoria, and Southern Gulf Islands. Ooh, total rainfall of 30 to 70 millimeters. We do have another atmospheric river. Okay. An atmospheric river will bring heavy rain and strong winds to us, basically. Dun, 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 dun. Lots of wind. That's about it. Atmospheric rivers vary in intensity and impacts. It says this atmospheric river is expected to be similar in strength to the most recent event on Sunday, the day I left my sunroof open. Hopefully your Halloweens were good. Mine was good. I spent time with Jared doing fireworks. It was fun. We did them a couple nights. It was great. It was like we were kids. And that's about it. Yeah. We watched a scary movie. We watched The Munsters, which, by the way, is really, really good if you get a chance to see it. It's absolutely spectacular. Like, the visuals, the cinematography is just out of control. It's by what's-his-face. You know that guy? You know that guy. The Munsters movie. It's by, what's-his-face? Rob Zombie, of course. That guy, Rob Zombie. All right. And by the way, it stars Sherry Moon Zombie. She is the woman married to... Oh, she's the same age as me, fun fact. Married to Rob. How old is Rob Zombie? Okay, so she's born the same year as me, which I won't tell you. Oh, they're 4 years apart, or five. Okay, enough of that. Let's listen to this band out of New Zealand called The Beths. I've got them all queued up. We're going to hear the song Future Me Hates Me. This is from their record released 4 years ago. We're going to hear the title track. Okay, let me get that going. Where is it? Future Me Hates Me. Yes, it is. This should do it. Okay. All right. You are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm here with us for the next 26 minutes. All right. Here's the Beths.
This is the dawn of a new era.
No, that's not. That's Wesley Willis. What happened there? All right.
All its wild design was always beside one another, always the division between who am I, after all? What does it want that it doesn't have already? Wrong-headed, foolish, there's a magic word in a language I do not know, but when said, was, now, will, answer nothing, and change builds up forever, like birds released into the light. Does it sound familiar, like reverence and breath, announced quietly to the origin of my mother's tongue? It is four letters, it is two letters, I bite my lips and turn to you. Maybe now, do you understand?
Angelica was on her way to the party. She doesn't need to wait for anybody. Knows exactly what she's doing. I watch as she commands the room. Well, the youngest is overrated at the party. I watch her run away before it's even started. I look at my feet, then I look for the door. Can't find my friend, so I just hate feeling more and more.
is swallowing me, drifting into the ground, an incoming tide, so fierce you can't hide, takes you until you drown.
All right, that right there is Waves out of San Diego with the song Sinking Feeling from their record. Oh, hold on a second here. What's happening here? All right. Okay, so what was I doing? Waves, yeah, the record is called Hideaway. That was released last year. All right, before that, we heard something from the British band Wet Leg with the song Angelica from their self-titled record. Kamikaze Nurse was in there before that. They are local and they're also on Mint Records. We heard the song Stimuloso. No, we did not. We heard the song P&O off their record Stimuloso. That is correct. All right. Yeah, the time is 7:53. My name is Anita B and I've had a good time tonight. Yes, I did. I had a little bit of a spaz out, like trying to explain something, and then I got so frustrated. I was like, whatever. But other than that, that's okay. That's all good. Yeah. So I'll be back in 2 weeks. So my show is every second Wednesday from 6:30 to 8. So if today is November 2nd, then that means I'll be back on the 16th. That's right. Okay. Ski season's coming up soon, isn't it? Who's stoked? Me. Yes. So, and I also heard people keep telling me this, just randos, like the guy that he's now not a rando. His name is Adil. He's very awesome. Go get your car detailed at Fraser Detailing, Fraser and 45th. But him and just a bunch of other people I've been sort of meeting are like, it's going to be snowing soon, you know? And I'm like, is it really? So, you know, obviously above a certain elevation, there's going to be snow. Now there already has been snow. But that gets me excited and it gets me stoked. Yes, it does. All right. Speaking of stokage, let's go to Julian Casablancas with one of my favorite songs. It's called 11th Dimension. It's from his 2009 record, Phrases for the Young. Phrases with a Z in the first word. Because that would be the only place you could put a Z. Or Z. I prefer Z. I'm very not a British person, so I feel like we should have a fully separate, just like the Americans. I like that. I like how they did that. Yeah. I'm also not in favor of the monarchy, but hey, I digress. Okay. We have just enough time to listen to Julian Casablancas with one of my favorite songs, 11th Dimension. It's going to make you want to get up and dance, so please do so. We all should. Let's have a dance party. I'll see you all in a couple weeks, and keep on rocking in the free world, folks. This is Julian Casablancas on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I got